One Seattle restaurant won't be phasing in the city's new $15 minimum wage. Popular fish and chips chain Ivers says it will pay $15 now at its Salmon House restaurant on Lake Union. The company will raise prices by about 20% and do away with tipping. Bob Donegan is the company's president and CEO. He told KUOW's Marcy Silman why his company isn't waiting to pay some of its employees a $15 minimum wage.
We saw this as an opportunity. Even if you went to the minimum wage by the city's laws, $11 on April 1st, you have to go to $13 an hour on January 1st, 2016, and then another $2 on January 1st, 2017. So we would have confronted this issue each of the next 2 years, and we said, why don't we be over and done with it all at once? And we saw the discrepancy between the average compensation of the people who touch the customers, the servers and the bartenders, compared to the people who work in the kitchen. And by taking everyone to 15, we're solving that problem or taking advantage of that opportunity right away.
That makes sense to me, but part of the reason that I, as a customer, leave a tip is because I appreciate the server. They did a good job. So doesn't getting rid of tips disincentivize good service?
The science says there is very little correlation between tipping and good service.
Really?
There have been hundreds of studies over the past 2 decades that I've seen where the evidence that tipping causes good service, there is no relationship there. So that's one issue. Second thing is, if you are a typical customer, over the last 4 years, you've left an average of 17% as a tip. And our new pricing assumes that 17% tip that you left is now included in the pricing.
What if I really appreciate my server? Can I still leave a tip?
You sure can. We discourage it, but as the manager will explain to you when he or she delivers the bill to your table, if you want to leave additional credit card tip, you just write it on the bill. There's not a line on there that says tip dollar amount, but you can write it on there. Or if you want to leave $5 or $10 or $2,000 as a tip on the table, you can go ahead and do that. And the entire amount of additional tip that you leave will be given to the bartender or the server alone. That will not be shared with the rest of the restaurant the way the first 21% is going to be.
So in this new factoring of raising the wages to $15 an hour, getting rid of tipping, what happens if your employees, the front of the house employees, wind up making less than they did with lower wages and tips?
So we've spent months analyzing this, talking with servers, talking with bartenders, talking with customers, and playing all sorts of financial scenarios. What we've told the staff is we want everybody over the course of a year to earn as much or more in 2015 than he or she earned in 2014 and 2013. Now, you can't measure that on today's shift or this week's shift, because if it's raining today, customers aren't going to come in. But if you measure it over a year, we expect and we're planning for everybody to be the same or better than they've been the last couple of years.
You must talk to your fellow restaurateurs in Seattle. Do you think that tip-free dining will catch on with other Seattle restaurants?
It's not clear. I talk with all the usual suspects, and most people are sitting in the background, and they're waiting and watching. And as we've been for almost 78 years now, we're leading the pack, and sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that means you get shot in the back.
Bob Donegan is the president and CEO of Ivers Seafood Restaurants and Chowder. Employees at Ivers Restaurant on Lake Union will get a raise to $15 an hour this week. Donegan spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman.